Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right. How you doing, everyone? I'm Ross Saltzberg, and once again, I want you all to listen up here and get motivated. With all of the screw-ups going on in Major League Baseball and folks, it's getting to a point where there are far too many of them to mention. Finally, there's one thing that the game has gotten right. Gil Hodges. That's right. Gil Hodges, number 14, has finally been elected into baseball's Hall of Fame. So like I said, listen up, because you're really going to want to get a load of this. And folks, please indulge me here, because I got to tell you, I have been very, very fortunate. Got a pretty darn good life. Got a wonderful family, wonderful wife, kids, grandkids, son-in-laws. And I've had a very wonderful career that fortunately is still going on. And I'm going to tell you, this is one of the highlights of my life and one of the highlights of my career. And I'm not trying to exaggerate or overemphasize. I am telling you the flat out truth. When Gil Jr., when Hodges' son called me yesterday to say, "Russ, we got in," the emotions that went through me, they're going through me right now. This has been so long, so overdue. But you know, I'm not going to bellyache about that, because it's better late than never. The only regret that I have is that Gil Hodges is not here to see it. But hopefully he's watching from up above. But to me, when I say overdue in a way that, let me put it to you this way. And listen, you heard me talk three weeks ago, talk about how Gil Hodges needs to get into the Hall of Fame. And you know, that was the last bit of campaigning that I've done. And when I say last bit of campaigning, because you know what? I've been campaigning for him for over 30 years. And the campaign finally stopped yesterday. I told you a few weeks ago how, you know, his wife, Joan, God bless her, who's 96 years old or is going to turn 96, adopted me. Really, like adopted me. And how she, we tried and to get this guy. And I told you the story about Sandy Koufax trying and calling me and everybody was trying to get Gil Hodges into the Hall of Fame, and he was always short. He always came up short. Always. I mean, he up till yesterday, he had more votes than anybody not elected into the Hall of Fame. He missed it all 15 years on the ballot with the writers. Then he missed it. God knows, maybe it was another 15, 20 with the Veterans Committee, but here he is now. The Golden Era Committee did the right thing. So listen, as you know, I've got a lot of issues with Major League Baseball, but that's not what we're talking about today. Today, they got it right. And they also got it right. You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the other fellas that they got in, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Jim Cott, the late, great Buck O'Neill, and Bud Fowler, from the Negro Leagues, way back when. But
I just have to tell you, you know, the only regret, like I say, you know, Tony Oliva and Jim Cott are the only two. They're both 83. They're the only two alive. And it's interesting, you know, you had to get on the voting yesterday. You had to get 12, you had to get 75%. There were 16 voters. You had to have 12 votes. And you know what? Minnie Minosa had the most at 14. Gil had the minimum requirement 12, so he could have missed again. But coulda, woulda, shoulda, didn't happen. Gil Hodge is a member of the Hall of Fame. And again, folks, I've discussed this time and time again with you, so I'm not going to go on and on. But, you know, it's a system that needs to be fixed. The Hall of Fame is a system that needs to be fixed. And by and large, they do a pretty darn good job. But nothing is flawless. And when you die, a lot of the attitude is, especially Veterans Committee, the attitude is, well, you know, what's the rush? He ain't going anyplace. Whereas if somebody is still up there, still alive with us, and say, okay, well, we want to get him in before it's too late so he can see it. And how do you fix that? I'm not 100% sure, but you see what happens. Sometimes you got people on the Veterans Committee, and the people on the Veterans Committee die. So your friends die. Your peers who watched you play, who played with you, die. They disappear. And again, it's out of sight, out of mind. So I think it needs to be fixed because, again, you know, forget Gil's, you know, he won two World Series. He won one with the 55 Brooklyn Dodgers and with the 59 Los Angeles Dodgers, okay? And I mean, in the decade of the 50s, I want you to think about that. In the decade of the 50s, he had the second most total of home runs. Second most only to his teammate, Duke Snider, by a few. He had the second most RBIs in the decade of the 50s. Second most only to his teammate, Duke Snider, by a few. You know, we were talking to a guy, he won the first three Gold Glove Awards at the first baseman's position. And you heard me say it last time when we talk about one of the criteria that they measure people for getting into the Hall of Fame is integrity, character, and sportsmanship. I can say that without a doubt sitting here. Gil is second to none in those categories. And quite frankly, those are the categories you heard me talk last week or a week or so, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. You heard me talk about, you know, the A-Rods who get zero for the character and integrity and sportsmanship and all the other, you know, juice users. But again, I don't want to conflate the two. This is just about Gil Hodges and just about me saying that baseball got this one right. I've been extremely critical of baseball. I will continue to be because it's one screw up after another. But here we are, guys signing million-dollar contracts, multi-million-dollar, gazillion-dollar contracts, and there's a work stoppage. But through all this ugliness, all this silliness, and what I think is stupidity, they got it right. I mean, I never thought I would see this day. I really, it to me, if it didn't happen yesterday, it was never going to happen. And I got to tell you, after Gil Jr. called me yesterday to say that, Russ, we got in. I called his mom, Joan. And You know, Gil's sister picked up the phone. She was over the house. Joan Hodges still lives in the house that they lived in on Bedford Avenue in Brooklyn when Gil was a Dodger. Okay? All right? And, man, if you don't think I was choked up saying, Joni, he's in. Man, what a great feeling. What just an unbelievable feeling. You know what? When you wish for something, man, sometimes you just got to wait. Sometimes you just got to wait. There's nothing you can do about it. You got to be patient. I just, you can hear it in my voice, folks. I feel so good, I don't know how I feel. And I'm not going to lie, I can't tell you how many years the disappointment when he didn't get in, when I couldn't call Joan Hodges and Joan couldn't call me. We couldn't talk to each other because we would get choked up on the phone. Ditto with his son, Gil Jr., who's a good friend. But now there are tears of joy, tears of happiness. Number 14, Gil Hodges is going into baseball's Hall of Fame. That is going to be some special day up in Cooperstown. And man, I know he was a LA Dodger after Brooklyn, I didn't even talk about the 69 Mets. The Miracle Mets. He's the guy who led them to the promised land. Gil Hodges. But I got to tell you, a lot of people in Brooklyn are saying prayers and giving thanks right now because their beloved number 14, Gil Hodges, is in baseball's Hall of Fame. Well done. Like I said, better late than never, but the job got done and Gil is in. That's all I got to say, folks. And that, my friends, is a wrap on today's Get a Load of This. Now I'd like to get a load of you people. Let me know your thoughts on today's podcast. You can do so on Twitter at Russ Salzburg, on Facebook. You can check out my website at russsalzburg.com. Got to thank my home here at Bleav.com because, as I've said time and time again, Bleav is, without question, the number one podcast network for professionals. But above all, got to thank you, the people out there, because without you, the people out there, I'd have nobody in here to be talking about. So until next time, it is I, Russ Salzburg, saying to each and every one of you, bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.